Today is the 10th day of January. Wow, so like we're a third of the way into the first month, a week and a half into the first month, and we've come to the end of the first full week of the year. A second time we've reached the end of a week, but this is the first full week. And so if you'll remember, at the beginning of this week, it was brand new, shiny, and sparkly, and we looked out over it. And we decided to get into this habit of becoming observant of ourselves. Predetermining instead of reacting to everything. So here we are at the end of a week. And this is that opportunity to kind of just take a second and reflect back over it. How did we do? We can heap contempt and judgment on ourselves for our failures. But that's not really the point. The point is to get in the practice of opening our eyes and opening our ears to ourselves, becoming self-aware at the impact that we have on the world around us and those that we love, paying attention to ourselves. Because it's very easy for us to be paying attention to what everybody else is doing to us as if life is happening to us instead of the reality that we are happening to it. And people aren't just happening to us, we are happening to them. And it matters. And to walk this narrow path that Jesus is talking about, and to really, really absorb and allow the scriptures to do what they do, we gotta get aware of ourselves. Otherwise, we'll just read some of this stuff for everybody else when it's truly penetrating the falseness in us. So here we are, looking back. And we'll see that there were victories. Like, we'll see our growth over time where we caught ourselves and didn't do that old habit or say that old thing and cause World War III in that old way and stay in those well-worn, treaded paths. We have begun to shift. We'll also see where we still have plenty of improvement and work to go. At least that's my story. Continually. So here we are, end of a week. Reflecting back as we move forward. And let's move forward now in the book of Genesis. We have this son of promise, Isaac, in the world now. And we have Abraham and Sarah, who are his parents. Today, we will bid farewell to one of them. Genesis, chapter 23, verse 1. Through 24, verse 51. Now Sarah lived 127 years. These were all the years of her life. Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. When Abraham got up from beside his dead wife, he spoke to the Hittites. I am an alien residing among you. Give me burial property among you so that I can bury my dead. The Hittites replied to Abraham, Listen to us, my lord. You are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in our finest burial place. None of us will withhold from you his burial place for burying your dead. Then Abraham rose and bowed down to the Hittites, the people of the land. He said to them, If you are willing for me to bury my dead, listen to me and ask Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf to give me the cave of Machpelah that belongs to him. It is at the end of his field. Let him give it to me in your presence for the full price as burial property. Ephron was sitting among the Hittites. So in the hearing of all the Hittites, he came to the gate of his city. Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham, "No, my lord. Listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the sight of my people. Bury your dead." Abraham bowed down to the people of the land and said to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, "Listen to me, if you please. Let me pay the price of the field. Accept it from me and let me bury my dead there." Ephron answered Abraham and said to him, "My lord, listen to me. Land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? Bury your dead." Abraham agreed with Ephron, and Abraham weighed out to Ephron the silver that he had agreed to in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 standard shekels of silver. So Ephron's field at Machpelah near Mamre, the field with its cave and all the trees anywhere within the boundaries of the field, became Abraham's possession in the sight of all the Hittites who came to the gate of his city. After this, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave of the field at Machpelah near Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. The field with its cave passed from the Hittites to Abraham as burial property. Abraham was now old, getting on in years, and the Lord had blessed him in everything. Abraham said to his servant, the elder of his household who managed all he owned, "Place your hand under my thigh, and I will have you swear by the Lord, God of heaven and God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I live, but will go to my land and my family to take a wife for my son Isaac." The servant said to him, "Suppose the woman is unwilling to follow me to this land. Should I have your son go back to the land you came from?" Abraham answered him, "Make sure that you don't take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from my native land, who spoke to me and swore to me, 'I will give this land to your offspring,' he will send his angel before you, and you can take a wife for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to follow you, then you are free from this oath to me. But don't let my son go back there." So the servant placed his hand under his master Abraham's thigh and swore an oath to him concerning this matter. The servant took 10 of his master's camels, and with all kinds of his master's goods in hand, he went to Aram-Naharaim, to Nahor's town. At evening, the time when women went out to draw water, he made the camels kneel beside a well outside the town. "Lord God of my master Abraham," he prayed, "make this happen for me today, and show kindness to my master Abraham. I am standing here at the spring where the daughters of the men of the town are coming out to draw water. Let the girl to whom I say, 'Please, lower your water jug so that I may drink,' and who responds, 'Drink,' and I'll water your camels also, let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Before he had finished speaking, there was Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor, coming with a jug on her shoulder. Now the girl was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had been intimate with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jug, and came up. Then the servant ran to meet her and said, "Please, let me have a little water from your jug." She replied, "Drink, my lord." She quickly lowered her jug to her hand and gave him a drink. When she had finished giving a drink, she said, "I'll also draw water for your camels until they have had enough to drink." She quickly emptied her jug into the trough and hurried to the well again to draw water. She drew water for all his camels, while the man silently watched her to see whether or not the Lord had made his journey a success. As the camels finished drinking, the man took a gold ring weighing half a shekel, and for her wrists, two bracelets weighing 10 shekels of gold. "Whose daughter are you?" he asked. "Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" She answered him, "I am the daughter of Betuel, son of Milcah, whom she bore to Nahor." She also said to him, "We have plenty of straw and feed and a place to spend the night." Then the man knelt low, worshipped the Lord, and said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not withheld his kindness and faithfulness from my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives." The girl ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother named Laban, and Laban ran out to the man at the spring. As soon as he had seen the ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrists, and when he had heard his sister Rebekah's words, the man said this to me. He went to the man. He was standing there by the camels at the spring. Laban said, "Come, you who are blessed by the Lord, why are you standing out here? I have prepared the house and a place for the camels." So the man came to the house, and the camels were unloaded. Straw and feed were given to the camels, and water was brought to wash his feet and the feet of the men with him. A meal was set before him, but he said, "I will not eat until I have said what I have to say." So Laban said, "Please speak." "I am Abraham's servant," he said. "The Lord has greatly blessed my master, and he has become rich. He has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female slaves, and camels and donkeys. Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master in her old age, and he has given him everything he owns. My master put me under this oath: you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I live, but will go to my father's family and to my clan to take a wife for my son." But I said to my master, "Suppose the woman will not come back with me." He said to me, "The Lord before whom I have walked will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, and you will take a wife for my son from my clan and from my father's family. Then you will be free from my oath. If you go to my family and they do not give her to you, you will be free from my oath. Today, when I came to the spring, I prayed, 'Lord, God of my master Abraham, if only you will make my journey successful, I am standing here at a spring. Let the young woman who comes out to draw water, and I say to her, "Please let me drink a little water from your jug," and who responds to me, "Drink, and I'll draw water for your camels also," let her be the woman the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished praying silently, there was Rebekah coming with her jug on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew water. So I said to her, "Please let me have a drink." She quickly lowered her jug from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I'll water your camels also." So I drank, and she also watered the camels. Then I asked her, "Whose daughter are you?" She responded, "The daughter of Betuel, son of Nahor, whom Milcah bore to him." So I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists. Then I knelt low, worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who guided me on the right way to take the granddaughter of my master's brother for his son. Now, if you are going to show kindness and faithfulness to my master, tell me. If not, tell me, and I will go elsewhere." Laban and Bethuel answered, "This is from the Lord. We have no choice in the matter. Rebekah is here in front of you. Take her and go, and let her be a wife for your master's son, just as the Lord has spoken." Matthew 8, 1 through 17. When he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. Right away, a man with leprosy came up and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Reaching out his hand, Jesus touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be made clean." Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Jesus told him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible agony." He said to him, "Am I to come and heal him?" "Lord," the centurion replied, "I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, having soldiers under my command. I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." Hearing this, Jesus was amazed and said to those following him, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with so great a faith. I tell you that many will come from east and west to share the banquet with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus told the centurion, "Go, as you have believed, let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that very moment. Jesus went into Peter's house and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Then she got up and began to serve him. When evening came, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He drove out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, so that what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled: "He himself took our weaknesses and carried our diseases." Psalm 9, 13 through 20. Be gracious to me, Lord. Consider my affliction at the hands of those who hate me. Lift me up from the gates of death, so that I may declare all your praises. I will rejoice in your salvation within the gates of daughter Zion. The nations have fallen into the pit they made. Their foot is caught in the net they have concealed. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed justice, snaring the wicked by the work of their hands. Hekeon, Selah. The wicked will return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God, for the needy will not always be forgotten. The hope of the oppressed will not perish forever. Rise up, Lord, Do not let mere humans prevail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Put terror in them, Lord. Let the nations know they are only humans. Selah. Proverbs 3:1-6. My son, don't forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commands, for they will bring you many days, a full life, and well-being. Never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. Tie them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and high regard with God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, know Him, and He will make your paths straight. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this first full week of this brand new year, and your kindness, graciousness, and mercy. So much has already come up. So much has already come up in the Bible, and it brings up a lot inside of us to consider. Every day, there is a little nudge, a little move forward, subtly shaping us, shifting us, as we become available and open to all that you have for us. And all that you have for us is for our good. And so we hear the proverb today: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't rely on what you think you know. In all your ways, know and acknowledge God, and He will make your paths straight. And this is what we seek: the straight path, the safe path, the path of repair, the path that repairs what is broken in us and allows us to repair what we have broken. Holy Spirit, come. Lead us into all truth, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. This is home base. It is the website. The Daily Audio Bible app is also home base. And make sure that you have that from the app store that works with your device as we prepare to move forward into some brand new territory with all of that. Reminding you that the Daily Audio Bible is a family of programs, a family, a large community of communities. There's Daily Audio Bible. This is what we're listening to. I've mentioned before, and I'll mention again, there's like little vitamins here that, like, less than 5 minutes a day, you can incorporate both of these. There's the Daily Audio Psalm and the Daily Audio Proverb, which goes through the entire book of Proverbs every single month. I cannot possibly recommend that enough, because that is the wisdom of the ages poured unfiltered into your life day by day, step by step. And once that begins to get inside, then it becomes available, and we need it. If we're not going to even have wisdom as a category in our lives, as something to seek, to be wise, to make wise choices, we're not going to get that far. So having wisdom so available is so important. So reminding you of that. There is Daily Audio Bible Kids, If you have kids or grandkids, I'm going through the New Testament with our son Ezekiel. That is what they are doing there today and this year, moving through the entire New Testament in a year. By a kid, for kids, such a good way for bedtime. Such a good way of getting ready for school. Such a good way to briefly and quickly put the scriptures as a category in your children's lives so that when they are old, they do not depart from it. There's also Daily Audio Bible Chronological. My wife, Jill, leads that community going through the entire Bible as we are here in chronological fashion and order. And so many of you are what we lovingly know as double dabbers or triple dabbers, depending on what you listen to. But so many of you go through the Bible twice, go through it here and in chronological, and see those unique nuances. So be familiar and aware of that. And then there are many Daily Audio Bible foreign language communities, Daily Audio Bible en Español, if that might be your native tongue. But there's Arabic, French, Mandarin, many. So check them out. And the Daily Audio Bible app. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly, deeply. You can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. Or if you're using the app, there is a link on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. I want to pray for Janice in New Zealand, who is going to have chemotherapy. Janice, we are going to pray with you and believe God for you. Lord, I thank you, God, for healing Janice completely, Lord. Lord, with long life, you satisfy her and show her your salvation. Lord, if we ask for prayer, Lord, you're going to answer it. You are the good God, the loving Father. So, Father, I thank you, God, for healing Janice from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And, Lord, if she needs the chemotherapy, Lord, that it will go well with her. In Jesus' name. Okay, everybody have a great day. Thank you.
Lord, we pray for Janice from New Zealand. We pray as she goes through this month of chemo, Lord God, that you would walk with her, that your Holy Spirit would hover over and around her all the time, Lord God. We pray that you would send her Christians, nurses or doctors or people at the grocery store, people who give her a call or come to visit. And every time it happens, you speak to her and say, I sent them. So she will know that you're taking care of her. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you cover her with strength and health and power in her body, so that even the doctors are amazed that the chemo will do all the good it's supposed to do and no harm to her body. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that healing is in your hands and that you are taking care of Janice. Bless her, Lord. Surround her and fill her with your Holy Spirit. Give her strength and faith and hope and health in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida. I'm just calling in today. I actually had a prayer request for myself. So I, tomorrow, which is January the 7th, I have to go in for a biopsy and a bone marrow test. I have been through cancer before. In 2020, I went through chemo for something called mantle cell lymphoma. And about 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was on a watch and wait situation where I was just going in every 6 months for blood work and testing, and nothing ever seemed to become of that one. But here I am now. I have some lumps in my groin area, and they're going to do a biopsy on them tomorrow. And so I'm going to find out what the results are. And I don't feel overly afraid. I just, I guess my feelings are, I just don't want to go through this again. And so I'm going to ask for your prayers that the biopsy and the bone marrow test would all come back good, so that I don't have to make a decision at that point, because also that's the other part, is I'm not sure exactly how to move forward in natural ways or in the ways of chemo or what to do. And I just want to hear from the Lord as to what to do in the situation. So I would appreciate all your prayers, and I thank you again. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I just wanted to reach out and say, if you are a newer member of this group, I just want to encourage you to show up every day, because there's something that you don't expect when you join this community. And that is that Brian Harden at the end of every day tells you that he loves you. And I know that God loves me. And I know that my husband loves me and my parents love me. But we don't hear that every day. At least I don't. You know, my children are older. Unfortunately, some of them are in a bit of conflict with me. So I don't hear, "I love you, Mom," from a couple of them. And so I just want to say that if you are in this community and you've just shown up and you are starting a new habit, this is a wonderful carrot every day that Brian tells us he loves us. And we're a community of people who believe in love, love toward each other, towards strangers, towards God the Father, and his love for us, and the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus, who is the ultimate love, sacrifice of love. And so today I was remembering that. And some days it really hits me. It hits me and I tear up to hear Brian say, "I love you." And so, community, you are loved. Remember that. Amen.